Nate, you there?
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P's NFL Draft Blast. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have another guest from Hammy, Sam State. Yesterday we had the wide receiver, and it was a pretty unique kid. Today we have Nate Fleming, their standout linebacker, and excited to kind of dig into what this kid brings to the table. With that said, Nate, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us. So how's the day treating you so far? Can you hear me, Nate?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear, my man. How's the day treating you?
The day's treating me good. I wanted to thank you for giving me this opportunity to come on and talk with you today.
I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy man. You got your combine training going on, getting ready for pro day class. I mean, you know, a lot going on in this process, but congratulations for being where you're at. For you, I mean, when did it kind of sink in that, you know, you have a shot at getting to the next level? I mean, you had a fantastic year. I mean, you know, I'm going through what you have. And, I mean, your versatility, I think, is what screams off the table, is that, you know, you're able to do a lot of a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, I mean, if it's making plays in the backfield, if it's making tackles, you're able to drop in coverage. I mean, you're just kind of an impactful defensive presence. But this particular year, when does it kind of sink in that you may have a shot at the next level?
Well, honestly, I've always had it in my head that I had a shot to play at the next level. I would just continue every year to try to improve my skill set to maximize everything that I could do to show the NFL scouts that I can do everything for them at the same level as a Division I guy, you know, being a smaller school guy, like not letting that small school tag impact me and letting them deter me away from them believing that I can do the same thing as a big Division I school linebacker can do. So I would say that I've always believed it, and I've always known that I could perform at the NFL level.
Nice. And then Nate, I mean, growing up, I mean, did you Pop Warner, Pee Wee? I mean, were you kind of playing all the sports growing up?
Yeah, I started playing sports when I was about 4, playing football, and I got a lot of siblings, and they were always playing sports. So we were always playing in the backyard, and I played football, I wrestled, and I played baseball. You know, I always wanted to keep up with them and compete against them. So I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah, cool. How do you kind of transition over to that linebacker role? I mean, I'm sure you played a ton of positions growing up, but, you know, coming out of high school, you know, and then leading into your college career, kind of how did that linebacker role kind of prevail over the others?
Well, I played defensive line in high school, actually, and then I always wanted to play linebacker. And my senior year, I asked my coach and said, "Hey, you think I can just switch over to linebacker?" And the second game of the season, I did. And then I went. I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest. I would just watch the guys in the NFL, and I would just let my instincts take over, you know, just go get the ball and make the tackle. And then actually, when I left Assumption in 2014, I bought a book on how to play linebacker, and I just read it, and I, you know, started watching more film to teach myself and gain more knowledge on how to play. So I just continued to see what I could do to learn. Go ahead.
You're doing it, man. It's cool. I mean, I love the journey part of it. I mean, and you've made some stops. I mean, are you, I've seen, that's what, 6'2", 235, is that legit?
Yeah, that's legit. I'm actually 240 right now, to be honest.
I mean, that is NFL. I mean,
in the way you move, I mean, those are two things. I mean, right off the cuff, that is legit NFL size. And like I said, you move so well. I mean, how did you kind of get passed over coming out of high school? I'm curious.
Well, I went to a small school, and to be honest, we never really had any big recruits come in and check our school out. And my senior year, we only won about 4 games. We only had about maybe 4 or 5 seniors playing. So we didn't have that much success. And like UConn's right down the road. They're about 12 minutes away, and UConn didn't even come visit. So I never had any like big schools come and talk to me, even though I knew that I could perform at the Division I level. The opportunity was never there.
Oh, man. And hey, you know what? If it makes you feel any better, I mean, we talk with a lot of guys that kind of share the same story, you know, lousy high school team, no attention, no guys coming in to check your kids out. And, you know, you kind of go the small school path to get to the big time. But, hey, that's part of the process, man. Nate Fleming, standout Framingham State linebacker here on the C2P as we break things down with this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. The draft is quickly approaching, pro days, private workouts, all the things are coming with the prospect, and he's part of this process. So, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the show, Nate, I mean, if you're in the film room with some of these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are the things they're going to see on tape, or they're just going to look at you and say, Nate, we got to bring you in?
Yeah, I think they're going to see my natural instincts and my natural knowledge for the game, and that I'm a dominant run stopper from sideline to sideline, and I can figure out what an offense is going to do relatively quickly, and I can get to the ball. And even if the ball's not directly, you know, coming right at me, I'm always coming to make the tackle. You know, like if it's on the opposite sideline and I'm coming over to help a corner or a corner who's coming up to make a tackle, they know that I'm coming from the inside to help. So I'm always chasing that ball down, and no matter what happens, I'm going to be there to make a play.
Definitely. And this, because we do pass this off to the folks we know at the next level. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about that, Nate, they won't see on tape? I mean, maybe your defense, you know, didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I think you kind of touched on the IQ. Maybe you're a big film junkie, weight room warrior, team leader. I mean, what are some of the traits, the high qualities that you bring to the table that they're not going to be, you know, able to see just breaking down some film?
I would say that I'm a very natural leader. I'm always trying to help my teammates out and do everything I can so that our whole team overall is going to win and make the best plays and, you know, do everything that we can do. But I'm off the field, in the weight room, all that stuff. Like, that's my life. You know, like, I'm very dedicated, very, very intense, hard worker, and I take care of my body in every way that I can to maximize everything I'm doing on and off the field to be the best player possible. Don't let that Division III tag impact me. You know, I train as if I'm in the NFL, and I soak up every piece of knowledge that is passed off to me. You know, I heard Michael Jordan say one day that he would listen to every coach, even if he didn't exactly respect the coach, he would listen to every word they say, because he could take out two or three words or a whole sentence from them and use it in his game and learn from it. So,
I tell you what, Nate, if the NFL doesn't work out, I think you got a career in coaching. And if that doesn't work out, I think you got to think of a public speaker to kind of get people fired up.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me that before, actually. You know, it's funny. A lot of people, because I've had a very, you know, up and down road, and people are like, well, why don't you just give up on football and, you know, be a trainer or be a coach, or you'd be really good at that stuff. But I can't do that. Like, it's just, I know, and in my heart and in my soul, that I'm going to be a very successful linebacker in the NFL and a very successful player. I can do all kinds of things, stop the run, cover the pass, come off the edge, you know, like move around. And I still have so much to learn. I've pretty much, like I said, I bought a book on how to play linebacker. So everything I've learned has come from just watching the NFL and just studying on my own, reading books, taking in some knowledge from some coaches, and just never allowing anybody to deter me from my dream. Cause I don't quit. There's no quit in me. I don't know how to quit. I'm just very relentless.
Excellent stuff, man. You got me all jacked up. I'm ready to go tackle somebody. I don't know how that would end up, but yeah. I'd probably end up concussed with two broken shoulders. But hey, you know, I try. Hey man, I give it out. I'd lay it on the line, man. I'd lay it on the line. What's it like? Let's go into the Rams. You know, I mean, defenses really don't huddle, but let's just kind of go defensively on the Rams' defensive side of the ball. I mean, what's it like being around you? I mean, just say it's a 3rd and 6 call. I mean, kind of take us through the progressions of what you're going to do, just talking to your team and getting guys, you know, ready.
Well, my defensive coordinator and I, we had a really good relationship. We started building up before the season, so he had a lot of confidence in me and knowing that I would always be there, and, you know, not to make up for somebody, but if you could be a little more risky, because he knows that I'm going to help him out, I'm going to make a play. So, looking over at the sideline, he'd give us a call and he'd want to blitz because he likes being aggressive, and he knows that, you know, I can gap exchange with defensive tackles, and we're going to make the stop. So my teammates as well, they know that I'm always going to be there for them. I'm always going to be there to help them out. And if somebody makes a mistake, not on purpose, you know, the game is fast and, you know, sometimes you get out of position. I'm going to be there to clean it up. So we just knew third down, we were a very good third down defense. You know, we'd say, we'd look at each other, let's get off the field. Let's get the offense the ball back so they can score us some points. And third down is, that's a big, important down. We'd take third down. Obviously, you take every down very serious and aggressive, but third down is like, all right, we're right here. Let's get off the field, and this is how you win games. Third down stops.
Definitely. And you guys won a lot of games, what, 10-1, 7-1 in the conference, New England Bowl winners. I mean, what was it like just, you know, this season with the Rams and being part of it?
Well, we knew we had a special team coming into the season. You know, we had a good season last year. We were aiming for the playoffs, and we had a tough loss in Plymouth State, losing in overtime on a game-winning field goal, you know. And so that was tough, but, you know, we just swallowed it. We, you know, keep working hard every day and continue to improve. And so we were, you know, satisfied with the season, but we weren't happy because we knew we should have been in the playoffs, and we would have made some noise. We would have done some damage in the playoffs, but sadly that's just not how things played out this year. Just like life, you just got to keep going and keep fighting.
Definitely, and I think you've been doing that since the get-go, man. Once again, standout Framingham State linebacker Nate Fleming joining us here on the C2P as we break things down, and you kind of delve in and find out a little bit more about this young man, again, as he makes his journey to the next level. It's a cliche question, but I ask it of all our guests. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anybody, your family and friends, maybe coaches, teammates, say, hey, Nate, you know, I was watching the NFL on Sunday. When I watched this guy, you kind of remind me of him?
Yeah, that's a tough question. You know, I like – personally, I don't compare myself to other athletes because there's a lot of unreal athletes in the NFL. I just, like, try to take some part of their game from them and something that they do, you know, unrelatable. Like, Kobe Bryant has a very – he's got the Mamba mentality, you know. Like, so you can translate that to a football field. But, I don't know. I take, like – professional advice. You know, if an NFL coach came up to me and he said, hey, this is what I think you compare, this is who I think you should watch to learn your game from, I'm going to take that very serious. But, you know, family and friends, I love them to death, you know, but, you know, they're not in the NFL. They're not professional scouts, you know, so it's like you kind of take it with a grain of salt out of respect, but it's tough. It's tough to listen to other people's comparisons and they don't have that professional knowledge, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. That's a great response. That really is a great response. We've been doing the show a long time, but that's a pretty clever way to kind of put that back. For you, I mean, pro days, I mean, kind of how do you plan on tackling this next step? I mean, NFL regional combines, I mean, how do you kind of plan on getting on kind of on that radar again?
So I'm pursuing everything I can. You know, I've reached out to 50 agents, and a lot of agents come back with, hey, you know, I apologize, but our roster's full. And, you know, the agents have a lot of knowledge about this stuff and how to get you more exposure. So I'm reaching out, and I've got a pro day set up at Holy Cross on March 22nd. So I'm going to be doing that. And the NFL, I've been reaching out, and I've been told that they're no longer doing regional combines. So, you know, I'm scrapping on doing everything I can to help continue to get myself exposed. You know, I never give up. So I'm doing everything possible to get into every workout I can do. I think I'm planning on hitting a CFL national combine out in Widener University in Pennsylvania. But as of right now, my full focus is on doing everything I can to show these scouts at this NFL pro day on March 22nd that just because I played Division III and, you know, I might be 6'2 and 240, but I move very well for being a big guy, and I can do it all. I can do anything.
Definitely, man. I love the confidence. I love it. I love it. I love when I have guys come on the show that get me fired up by the time we're done with it. Nate, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun, and you've been training at Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness with Shane Davenport and Sean Smith. How are those guys treating you? Good?
Those guys are great. They know what they're doing. They've been around a lot of NFL guys, and they keep it very serious. They keep the work hard, but they also know that you can't train yourself too hard. You don't want to overwork. So by the time the pro day comes, you're exhausted. So I'm a little tapped mentally, you know what I mean? So sometimes they got to be like, hey, Nate, you got to slow down a little bit. We don't want you getting hurt. We don't want you doing it too much. You got to make sure you're healthy and prepared. And I don't know. That's just every day is a new day. So what I did yesterday, it doesn't matter how hard I worked yesterday. It's about how hard I'm going to work today. So they're great guys over there. I love them. They're very good people.
Nice. Now, we've been asking, we always ask when the guys come on the show that are training at the facility, if you could put those two guys through a workout, what are you going to put them through? What do you kind of reverse roles and make them suffer?
Oh, man, that's fun. Well, I know Shane loves lifting, so I'm going to make him do some extra running, some conditioning. I'll make him – we got a nice long warm-up. Every warm-up we do is about 30 minutes long, full field. So I'd put both those guys through their warm-up because I know – I banter with them too, you know, because they know that it's hard. You know, it's a long warm up, and I'd be like, "Oh, we're doing the long warm up today." You know, give them a little hard time. So I'd definitely put them through the warm up, nice 40-minute warm up.
Excellent. Now Nick Macbeth, he's training there too. When he came on, he said that he said his workout would he'd put them both in pads and make them hit each other.
Oh, that's funny. I know Shane loves to hit.
Yeah.
I know Sean loves to hit. Sean's been through some injuries, so I wouldn't want to jeopardize his life. He's got a wife and a kid, you know, I wouldn't want to hurt him. But yeah, they're great guys. I love them. They're great
that's
guys.
That's awesome. How about this one, Nate? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, man, you're not going to like this response. I probably wouldn't take out any, to be honest. I'm with my girlfriend, and I couldn't love her anymore, to be honest. I'd take her out. She's been my rock. She's been with me, and she knows like everything that I've been through and how hard this journey's been on me. Just, you know, how many people have told me no, and she's right there with me. I work hard, and she knows it, and she believes in me. And she, like, you know, you have down days, quote unquote, sometimes. She's like, you know, you got to just keep going. You never give up, because that's not who you are. You don't give up. So, you know, when this journey's all done and life's going on, I just want to take care of her, to be honest. I know it's not the best answer, but it's the truth.
Hey, man, no, you did. Yeah, dude, all your responses have been great, even if they're not, you know, I mean, you're just taking care of the people who are taking care of you, man. There's nothing.
Yep.
And again, we've been doing this a long time. You're not the first guy that just says, hey, I'm sticking to the lady that's with me right now. That's who I'm going to take out for a quick bite to eat. And the last question for you, nicknames, did your teammates have a nickname for you?
Oh, this is funny. My middle name's actually Blackhawk because I'm Native American. So that's what people will call me. They call me Blackhawk.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
That's why we ask, man. We get some – tell you what, Nate, sometimes that question becomes a real doozy. I remember we were down at the Senior Bowl and Ryan Kerrigan was down there. It was me, Kerrigan, and Vaughn Miller. We're actually eating wings. And then we bring up the question afterwards and – you said a kid's nickname was Toaster. I guess things got out of control one night in Purdue, and somebody got a tattoo of a toaster on their stomach. Toaster, I think,
wild.
Is just the story behind Toaster. Yeah. But, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
I've heard some pretty wild.
I loved having you
before.
On.
Hey,
yeah,
man, I appreciate you giving me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Hey.
And I'm listening.
Oh, no, man. No, just. You know, appreciate you taking the time and sharing it with us today, my man.
Yeah. I hope we have another conversation in a couple months. And I'm in the NFL working hard for a team and doing my job and making them happy because they invested in me.
I hope they are too, man. It's going to be well-deserved. I'm going to be rooting for you.
I appreciate that. I'm going to be listening to your show often now.
All right, man. Thank you. Once again, that is Nate Fleming, the Framingham State linebacker. And I tell you what, I mean, he said – you know, even family and friends kind of say it about him too. I mean, this kid is just energy. I mean, he's just pure in that aspect of just kind of bringing it and just kind of developing himself from within. I loved it. I can't wait to kind of get this show off to the guys at the next level. I'm sure they know about him. You know, that's the one thing about NFL scouts. I mean, they're not going to be, but it's never a bad thing to help push a name on these guys so they kind of take a deeper interest, so they kind of dig a little deeper. If you want more of the standout Framingham State linebacker Nate Fleming, you guys know the routine. You simply go to Blog Talk Radio, type in Nate Fleming. You go to iTunes, type in Nate Fleming, or you go to collegeofpro.com, and we'll be putting his bio up. It's not there yet, but we will be posting it yet, and we'll be giving this a shout-out to Twitter and all the social media outlets. So, as always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.